back to From the Ground Up podcast. I'm your host, Michaela.
And I'm Abby.
And we are going to get this thing started.
We have a sponsor today, which is Market Beat. Market Beat is an amazing resource for creating the most accurate and most comprehensive data sets while empowering more than 2.5 million investors to make better trading decisions by providing real-time financial data and best-in-class stock research tools. Whether you're looking for consistent dividend income or trying to find the next GameStop, MarketBeat has the objective information needed to analyze any stock. You can learn more about MarketBeat at http://marketbeat.com. Awesome. And on today's episode, we have with us Shania Roseboom from yes. Rainy Day Coffee. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Hello, Shania. How are you this afternoon, evening?
I'm good. Yes.
All right.
This is good.
Yes. Good. Well, thank you for coming today. We like to get things started with an icebreaker. So your icebreaker today, who is your celebrity crush right now?
Oh my goodness.
Or is there a memorable one from your childhood?
Oh, I always get made fun of for these because they're so random. I always pick the funny ones. So like before Patrick Dempsey was McDreamy, I totally crushed on him for a while. So he would probably be it.
Don't we all, though? Don't
I know. We all? And, yes. Like, now I'm like, oh, everybody took mine. So whatever, it's fine.
So you're saying you were crushing first?
I was. I really do think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Do you have a celebrity crush, Abby?
I don't know if you really count him as a celebrity, but he was definitely on Disney Channel for a bit. His name is Mateus Ward.
Hmm.
He was on a Disney XD show called Lab Rats. I don't know if anybody actually knows what that show is, but I really liked it when I was in high school, like early high school.
Nice. What's yours, Michaela? No, we're all sharing, so I don't know yours now.
Okay, the guy who... Well, we're just going to go with
a... Don't even know his name. Are you kidding me?
We're going to go with either young Tom Hanks, because why not? And then the guy who plays the cowboy on 8 Seconds. That is all. All right.
That's true.
So we're going to get this going and ask you, just a little bit about Rainy Day and about yourself inside of that. So Abby, you want to get us started?
Yeah, we always just like to start out asking if you can give us your story about how you built your business from the ground up.
Yeah, so kind of started, I went to Lake Area Tech for entrepreneurship business because I knew I belonged in the business world, and so I figured that would be a good place to start. My original, like, plan or dream was a cafe. So went there for school, and then in my second year there, I got a job at Watertown Confectionery. Mm-hmm. So they hand dip chocolates, make wine, and roast coffee. And so one day, Mike and Vicky, they were the owners, Mike comes to me and he's like, you want to learn how to roast coffee? And so that's kind of how it started. He taught me by trade. He taught me everything before it even hits the cup, what different, you know, roasting regions make different tasting notes and all of it. So I'm just like nerdy, but I loved it. And so that's kind of where it began. And then I had graduated since then. And then, I was like, well, I can get another job, too. And so I went to be a barista down the block, actually. So I opened up a coffee shop for this business. I would open in the morning and then go work at the coffee or the confectionery. So once I learned how to brew and then roast, I was hooked. But, yeah. And then how I had also helped Delaney open a coffee shop in Watertown, and then things between her and I kind of fell through. So that's kind of how my husband and I moved back to the area, is because that kind of botched. And so we moved back, and then that was in 2018. And I kind of, when we first moved back, I kind of thought about maybe roasting or a coffee shop, and I tried a couple avenues in Beersford, but that was my hometown. But it just didn't, something just wasn't quite right. Like, it just wasn't aligning and it was weird. And so I'm like, well, I'll just get a big girl job, I guess. And so I did. And then I worked there. It was rolled around to 2019. And one of the guys that I actually had talked to about possibly roasting in his building, he had reached out to me. A whole year later had passed, and he was asking if I was still thinking about roasting. And I remember messaging him back all these lame excuses on why. It's like, no, I put it on the back burner. And I think I was at work that day, and I remember driving home thinking, like, why am I not doing this? Like, I know how to roast coffee. Why am I not roasting coffee? And so I called my husband, and I was like, why am I not doing this? And he was like, I don't know. Get the numbers together. Like, figure out if you can do this. And so I did, and after that, it was this crazy, like, it seemed like in a year I just figured out all this stuff that I didn't even know that I was figuring out. And so it didn't really fall in line. It just became, like, figure outable, I guess. And so that was kind of cool. And that was in 2019, and when I started Roasting, Rainy Day Coffee Co. So, yeah.
Yeah, so for our listeners, just so we can clarify, Shania roasts beans and also runs a coffee truck now on the side. Yeah. Lucille, it is called. Yes. So Rainy Day Coffee is a roasting company. Yes. Right. Just
from
to clarify.
From the beginning, that is how it started.
Yes. Yes.
In 2019, and so then I bought the truck this year in 2021. So I roasted for a good 2 years. I still roast, but yeah. The truck was the new venture of this year.
Yes.
So, yeah.
There we go. Yes. And it's very cool. I know I work at a coffee shop where Shania supplies the beans, supporting local, all the local things going on. It's a cool system. And then also, do you want to tell us just a little off script here? Tell us a little bit about Lucille, your coffee truck.
Probably for since I started roasting, my husband and I kind of talked about doing mobile coffee, and we thought about a trailer, or I wanted a cute little retro camper maybe, or just a truck. And so my husband actually found it on Facebook Marketplace. Yep. And it was an ice cream truck. It was lime green, this color of this succulent on the outside. Yeah, it was real gross. But he found it, and we made the decision. I told him, I was like, I can do this. Like, I know if I can do this. Cause he's like, are you ready for this lifestyle? You know, you're going to be doing it every weekend. And I told whatever I said to him made him believe in me enough, which was cool. And so we went down 4 hours away and grabbed this ice cream truck and transformed it into a coffee truck. So here it is today. Yeah.
That was over the course of how many months?
So we bought it January 16th, I think, of 2021. Mm-hmm. And then our first event was May 29th. Yeah. So 5 months.
Fast.
Yeah. And I'm still working a full-time job too. So it was mm-hmm. between that and then, yeah, roasting and getting the truck set up. So it was crazy. Crazy 5 months.
That's so cool. Now that you're about how many months in to the 3 months in, okay. What have you, with the new side gig of the truck, what have you learned in the last 3 months?
Oh, my God. So much. You can't predict anything anymore. Honestly, in the last 2 months, there's been such a growth on just my following. So word's getting out there. Mm-hmm. And so what I've learned is you just have to show up and you just have to try, because you can't guess, you don't know. And that's what this whole experience has been from the beginning, is we don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to try it and we're going to find out. And so I think the best thing that I've learned is you can figure anything out. Just building this truck has been crazy. You know, we built all of the countertops and everything in there, and yeah. And the menu, it has to come from somewhere. So yeah, we figured all that out, and it's just been a whirlwind since now it's been 10 months that it's been a thing. So, but yeah, 3 months of operation, and it's just crazy. You learn a lot, and it's hard to sum it up because you don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're learning and you don't even know that you're learning.
Yeah.
Until you step back and look at it, you're like, oh yeah, we did that. We built this crazy truck.
Look what I did.
Nothing.
Yeah. 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 So. You're definitely one of the most just go for it people I've ever met. And It's funny because we were going to name this podcast the Go-Getters, I think. And that's if I was going to describe. Yes, if I was going to describe Shania. There's lots of things of beauty, but a go-getter is definitely one of them. Before I let Abby jump in with some more questions, how would you describe yourself to others?
I guess go-getter is really, I always have been. Mm-hmm. I always have been. And like, even in high school, like, I think it annoyed people because I wanted to do everything. And when I got in college, I could do everything, you know, like, yeah. It was just so much fun. And I love that. And so I always wanted to be this person ever since I kind of started working. I was like, I want to do as many different jobs as I can and learn and like have this crazy long work history because it's just funny. Like, it's just cool. Like, I've been a chocolatier. I've bottled wine, like all this weird stuff, but it makes a cool story. And I think I just always wanted a cool story. So I'm like, let's try everything. Why not? And so I think go-getter is actually really,
yeah. Good yeah. Describe it, so. And here you are telling a cool story.
Yes. That was, I think, my whole goal. So it's cool to be doing.
Fun fact, we went to the same high school. Yeah. It was true. Go get her.
You had mentioned your husband being a very big part in starting the truck. Were there any other influential people in starting any of your
So many, and business? I hope I don't forget them all. But it's from the very beginning. So it was his brother and my sister-in-law. So my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, pretty much his whole side has been helpful. My whole side, my dad helped us cut a hole in the truck, which is so scary, but cut a hole in the truck for a window. Like, oh gosh, I couldn't even look at it. It was terrifying with a sawzall. Like, oh yeah, that was bad. But he helped us wire everything. And my sister and my sister-in-law has helped us paint. It took a village. Like, it was not just me and him. Like, we did a lot of it, but there were so many hands in it that helped. My mom would make us food because it's my mom. That's what she does. And so cool. And like, we would park in my in-laws have a shop because they're all drive truck. So they would let us park in their shop and work on it on the weekends. And then it was crazy. A lot of people. Luckily, I'm blessed with a big family on my side, and he's got like a big family too. So.
Do you hope that they're very involved moving forward?
Yeah, they have been. Even down to like the last day before my first event, the last night, we were putting some graphics on, so it wasn't just a blue truck. And I hate putting graphics on. I hate anything that's super detailed. So my husband and his brother were like doing it all fancy, and I was like sitting back there just drinking coffee nervous. Like, oh yeah, this is gonna look great, right? Like, it's permanent. Okay.
That would definitely be me. Yeah. I would not trust myself to do that kind of detail.
It looks so good though, so I'm so thankful for that. But yeah, no, it's taken a village for sure.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. So with all that and with all these people helping you hands-on, which is super cool. It's fun to see like coming from the same community as you are in Beersford, just watching how invested people are and how much they love, what you're doing and how much they want your product. And it's so cool. It's such a community connector, and it's coffee. Wonderful. So that being said, how, like, did the pandemic and COVID and stuff impact your day-to-day activities? Like, I remember you doing some, like, deliveries. How did it look elsewhere and such?
So that was in 2020. So I was just roasting still at that time, and it hit me differently than I thought it would. You know, I thought it would be bad for me, right? But with the pandemic and everything closing, people were starting to make coffee at home. Mm-hmm. And so they turned to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to do like brewing videos, and I was sending out recipes on how to make pour overs and how to make French presses and how to make cold brew. And like, here's where you buy syrups so you can make your own fancy cold brew lattes. And so that's kind of how I turned it in a good way, you know, because people still need coffee. Mm-hmm. And so I launched my online, I think in 2020, I think. And so that helped, and I was able to ship, and I was able to deliver because I had time. Like, you couldn't go anywhere because everywhere was closed. So I definitely had time to do that. And that was, yeah, that was 2020. I had really good Christmas orders. So, because I would ship out, like, mm-hmm. I made these little bundle boxes. You really had to be adaptable and kind of look for what people wanted at that time. And I mean, I think I did the best I could. So mm-hmm. it seemed to work out pretty well. And then rolled around to 2021. And I was like, well, people can't, you know, it was still kind of weird because nobody really knew what was going on yet. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, mobile coffee, like, these events have to get back, right? They, everything has to come back. And after everything canceled in 2020, when the summer of 2021 rolled around, everybody's like, get us out, like, let's go. And yeah. So these events all came back, and so it timed it like crazy good, so which was awesome. But yeah, I lucked out there.
Yeah, you just kept innovating and just,
yeah, you have, yeah, to. I mean, that's your only way that you're going to survive, mm-hmm. really, in business. So
yeah nice.
I'm sure with your first few months, it's been kind of overwhelming that you've probably already met a lot of your goals that you probably set for yourself, because you didn't probably imagine it so successful so soon. But what kind of goals do you have for this next leg?
Yeah, so I keep crossing my fingers that Lucille will start in April when I go back to starter, because I'll have to shut it down for the winter. But so that's the first goal. And then summer, I think more events will show up, and so do as many as I can. And I, like I said, I still have a full-time job. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're, that's kind of everybody's goal, is when you want to have a business is to work for yourself. So hopefully maybe one day. I love the mobile side of it, like, more than I thought I would, because I love change. Like, I am weird about the change. Like, yeah. If I'm not doing something different, I'm not happy. Like, it's weird. And so the cool thing about mobile is I go to these different events every week. And so I think that's where I get that out. And that's awesome to me. So I want to keep that up, I think. And I think some people are sad that I'm not going to open a coffee shop, but like a brick and mortar. But I like the mobile right now. Are you in?
Yeah. So cool.
So, and then kind of the later on goals, I don't really have a timeline, but grow my roasting side of it and keep supplying coffee shops. Like, I supply the seed in Centerville, the coffee shop, their whole line, drip mm-hmm. and espresso. I'll have another one in a couple weeks, actually, a coffee shop. So that I'll be roasting for. And just because I can make a custom espresso blend to what you want. I can tailor that to what kind of espresso you want, if you like it nuttier or fruitier or smokier or whatever. And so I kind of want to keep growing that, because I think that's a cool thing, and get a bigger roaster, maybe have an Ethel to Lucille. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
That's cool.
But yeah, I think there's a market for it. And I am one of the first ones, at least on the Eastern side of South Dakota. So kind of capitalize
getting ahead of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So yep. It's cool.
How do you feel like you're still learning about the roasting side of things? Like, I know coffee is this whole world. Like, how do you see that world of coffee?
Yeah, it's, I don't know everything about roasting. I'm looking at new roasters right now, and it's terrifying. Like, there's so many different kinds out there and versions. And so, and coffee is changing. Like, just the supply in beans alone have changed on what I can get and what I'm not able to get. Like, some countries are kind of out, their supply is down, so just, I'm constantly learning how to roast different origins of coffee. Like, I just got Sumatra the other day, so I'm going to try to roast that one dark. So you just kind of have to experiment, and you're always learning. So beans kind of tell you what they like, what they don't like, because mm-hmm. it tastes awful, clearly. Don't roast it to that temperature again. So always learning. For sure.
So I have to ask, do you think you drink a lot of coffee comparative to the rest of the world?
I soak up a lot of coffee.
You have to. It's your job.
I know, it is. So especially when I was creating my menu for Lucille, And like I would bring it to work and I would make my boss try it with like, I'd be like, all right, this is the nutty white girl, you know, this is or my other one's chocolatier. Like, what do you think of this one? And he would like help me create them, you know, and we drink so much cold brew.
Yeah.
Like, and now he's addicted. Like, like if I don't bring it to work, he's sad. Seriously. It's sad. And it's been since like probably March or April when I was, you know, experimenting with all of the flavors. So yeah, that was not bad.
And cold brew is caffeinated. Yeah. I know Abby was saying she wants to get into coffee.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Baby steps. We'll get there.
Yeah, I'm sure you can help her out on that for sure. Well, we're going to take a moment into a quick shout out again to our sponsor of this episode. So Market Beat, again, is an online research tool that allows its users and investors to find real-time financial data and best-in-class stock research tools. No matter what you're looking for or when you're looking for it, Market Beat has everything you'll need to come out on top. You can take a look for yourself at http://marketbeat.com. So yes, check out Market Beat. All right, we're gonna jump back into some more good questions for you, Shania. What you got, Abby?
So what about rainy day coffee would set you apart from other businesses close or in your industry?
Yeah, and that was really important to me when I started, is I did want to stand out because so many coffee shops and coffee roasters, it's so hard. I don't want to say like I'm hating on them or anything, but they take more of like the coffee snob approach, which is good. Like people who love coffee. And I, being this South Dakota farm girl, was like, that's great. And I understand that side of it being a roaster, but I want to market to these people that just love coffee. They don't care really where it's grown, if it tastes good, if it's dark, and they don't need flavor for it, like, they're in. And so it was kind of marketing to, like, the farmers, like my dad and my mom, who just loved a cup of coffee, like, every hour, you know, but she wanted it to be good and taste good. And so, and these working moms and nurses and people that just, convenience is key, where they can just make a really good cup of coffee at home and not just have to run to this fancy coffee shop where they can learn how to make it. And so how I wanted to do that was I wanted to name my coffee roasts so they were easy to pick from and understand, instead of just like, here's the Columbia. Do you like Columbia beans? Like, my dad would be like, I don't know. Like, is it dark? Like, I don't know. And so when I created all those, that's what I was trying to achieve. And like, I have Leather Jacket is one of my favorite ones that I named, and it's my darkest one so far. And like the little blurb description underneath it is smooth and dark and too cool not to try. And so they love that. And it's, yeah. And I have like 2 a.m. Diner, which I just wanted one roast that was just good at any time that you could have with a burger or some waffles, like at this cute little diner. Like, I painted these pictures in my head of what I wanted them to be and what I wanted people to feel when they would pick out a coffee. And so, yeah, that was really important to me to try to stand out, especially with my bright blue bags that I have versus like the matte black that you see everywhere. So I wanted to be eye-catching for sure.
What's that other one you have, Working Man?
Oh, yes.
Doesn't it say?
Yeah, so that one's tribute to my dad.
Yep.
And it was because of... So the reason for that one is because when I told him I was going to do this, like, he's the epitome of a South Dakota farmer. So he's like, I just want a cup of coffee. I don't want none of that fancy stuff.
Yep.
So that is literally the description underneath it, is I just want a cup of coffee. None of that fancy stuff.
I got my grandpa that for Christmas. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
People like, that's all I want. I'm like, that's why I made it. Like,
just a cup of coffee.
Yeah. So...
Do you see any of your competitors like kind of changing to be more like you since you've come onto the market, or do you think they're still sticking to the snobs?
I think everybody has their market, and so that's why I don't want to try to market to them. And I don't think if they try to market to mine, like, I think some people do get there eventually, but it's on their own terms. If you want to learn about coffee, you'll learn about coffee, and you'll figure out those different regions and what, if you do like Columbia beans, if you do like Guatemala beans or Sumatra, you know. And so I haven't really, but I have been a little busy to look around too. So, but I'm always looking at new coffee shops that pop up, and kind of that's more what I look at than the roaster side of things. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of what people are doing with coffee shops, because it just appeals to me, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I do like that.
Do yeah. other coffee shops kind of like drive you to be more unique as time goes
yeah.
on?
Yeah, because like when we go on vacation and you walk in to a coffee shop and it was just like the same coffee shop you walked in somewhere else, you know, mm-hmm. it was natural and the matte black bags and like just kind of snobby. And to me, like what I picture is like this retro diner type coffee shop, you know, something that just is completely different than what everybody else does because it's cool. So
yeah,
something different.
So talking about your bright blue bags and your bright blue truck and your yeah. unique, like, picture of the girl drinking the coffee and all those things. Tell us the story of why you called it Rainy Day.
Oh, yeah. So when I was a kid, my cousin and I created in my parents' basement this, like, little cafe thing. We had, like, construction paper menus and, like, little tables set up around the pool table with little pillows on the floor, like, really fancy. Took all the plastic food and put, like, little meals together. I don't know. It's really dorky. But, and we, so for some reason, I named it the Rainy Day Inn. I have no idea why. I just thought it was a great name, probably because I love storms and rain. Mm-hmm. But, and that name just kind of stuck out to me. And I think from being little and like loving to serve people, mm-hmm. just growing up, and I just,
yeah,
loved that. Loved being in customer service. And I went on to waitress for many years. And so when I was thinking about names for my business, it just, I circled back to that, like, okay, that's kind of where it all like started, I guess, and where the interest started. So yeah. And I just, when I thought, oh, Rainy Day Coffee Co. And I just had all these cute little visions like pop in my head of a little umbrella and a little like retro lady. And mm-hmm. yeah. So it's kind of where it started.
I think that's so interesting how you can tell in kids kind of what they're like are gonna be like someday. Like I remember I would try to sell envelopes to my grandma, or I would color on napkins and then spray them and try to make them look tie-dye and sell them to my family. And like here I am in entrepreneurial studies years later knowing.
Yeah, like, so something's there, like there's a fire mm-hmm, there.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially like, and I asked my mom that one time too, but she didn't really have an answer for it, you know. She's like, I don't really know, you know? And but I do believe that like there's people out there where you have that little fire of like, yep. oh, I used to do this weird stuff as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know why, but I mm-hmm. did, and mm-hmm. I loved it, and I thought maybe other people like it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yep. For yeah. sure. Do you have anything like that as a kid?
I'm trying to remember exactly what it was called, but in elementary school, it was like third or fourth grade, we had this thing called Town, where it was like we got to create some kind of business for us to like make money. It was kind of just like an introduction to real world life. Like we had to make money to pay for gas and house and car, and like it was really interesting. And like me and my group, we ended up doing some kind of like knitted clothes. Like I kind of knew how to crochet back then.
Cute.
It's third grade.
Yeah, starting
like
young.
Very small, very tiny scarves. It was almost like a necklace more than a scarf. But cool. Yeah, that's probably where that started. Not really going to go into anything knitting now, because I've forgotten how to do that.
Right. But it started something, which yeah. is just cool how that, like,
yeah.
how it, yeah.
started at young.
Beginning.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. No, I totally think that's true. Mm-hmm. So what does your daily routine look like? Like, maybe tell us on a day of an event
okay.
where you still have work or whatnot.
Yeah. So let's say it's a Saturday. Most events are starting at 9 mm-hmm. in the morning. So if I have time, I'll like the night before I'll prep the truck and get everything ready if I have my life together enough to do that. And then otherwise I'm just running in the morning, but I have to fill the tanks. I have to make sure everything is packed away under the counters while I'm moving. So it's kind of like driving a camper where if you don't strap stuff down, it's flying.
Yeah.
So that's been an interesting lesson to learn. So kind of button everything down and make sure your fridge doors are going to open. That's happened before. Cold brew went everywhere. It was so bad. But we made it.
The cold brew. It's precious cargo.
It is. On the highway, it was. But that was a lesson learned. And so once we get that going, I get unplugged and drive to the event. I usually only go an hour is like my max. So I try to stick underneath that for commute time to an event. And then get there, set up, takes about half hour, 45 minutes probably. And then that's kind of my routine for that. I mean, there's a lot of background stuff that happens the week before, like ordering stag, making sure I have cups, making sure I have syrups and cold brew made. And oh man, there's more that I'm forgetting. Fill my water tanks, I said that. Make sure if I need a generator for the event, make sure I have that loaded up. Gas in the generator, gas in Lucia. Like, it's so much prep. Mm-hmm. Like a list. But get milk picked up, you know. So, yeah.
That is a lot.
It is a lot.
What about on the weekdays where you, because you still work a full-time job. So, do you prep all that before work and then?
It's mostly after work. I'll get home about 5 and roast till about 10, sometimes later if I'm feeling really good or I had some coffee. And then in that time, so while I'm roasting, I'm either like posting social media and figuring out maybe some different posts, batch working that, paying invoices, packaging orders or packaging my bags and filling that and grinding for my other wholesale places, coffee shops and stuff. So I probably roast 2 to 3 nights a week, 5 to 10. So yeah.
At least your product gives back to you and you can drink it while you do it.
I'm like, I started a great business.
You did.
Surrounded by coffee. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a lot, but that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they call it a hustle for a reason.
Yeah.
I feel I don't really watch that much TV anymore.
So, yeah,
because I'm always busy, but it's good. I think I'd rather have it that way, because before, when I wasn't, that year that I wasn't doing anything businessy, I was so bored. And I was like, why? I'm working full time. Like, why am I bored? Like, this is stupid. But I was. And so I just didn't feel fulfilled. And now I'm fulfilled. I'm good.
Yeah.
Pretty full. So.
Oh, that's so good.
Is there any of that official business owner stuff that you didn't expect that you'd have to do?
I think you always know that it's there, but yeah, the paying of the invoices, like the accounting side of it, is like, the organization. Oh my goodness. I sometimes tell my sister to just like work that. And so then I don't want to do that when I get home. I just want to roast and I want to do the fun stuff, you know? But
yeah,
you gotta do the other stuff too.
Yeah. So you're definitely just like you said, you look like you're thriving off this, like this schedule. Like, do you think just some people are built like that? Like, you're just, like you said, there's that fire, like when you're a kid sometimes. Do you think some people are just built to kind of do that hustle, I guess?
Sometimes I do. And sometimes I think that you learn that and you figure that out. Like, when you find something that you want to do, you know, your initial, the hardest thing is, like, taking that step to do it, to go from, like, oh, it's a dream, like, it's so lovely, and then you get it all together, and you're gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna buy this roaster, I'm gonna invest the money in this, like, that step to do that is really hard, and I don't think anybody really is prepared for that. I think that's always something that you do learn, and you figure out how to deal with that. And once you're on the other side, everything is like, oh yeah, I can figure that out, it's fine, like we're good, we made the decision to do it. And I'm stubborn enough to be like, all right, I'm gonna make this work, I'm gonna make this happen now because I'm here. So
yeah
I think sometimes I do think that you know, it's always born in somebody, but it's what you do with it that matters. Mm-hmm. And if you're gonna take it as a learning experience, if you're gonna take it and run with it, that's on you. And that's choice too. Mm-hmm. I think more than anything, because I could choose to just be a roaster and, you know, not buy Lucille, but I was like, why not? Why not try it? see what happens. Yeah. So, yeah.
You think it's an everyday choice too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an everyday choice to get up and roast or to get home from work and roast for me, you know? I could just, some days I'm like, oof, I don't want to, but I need to, and I'm going to. And so you kind of have to, I went through this shift, actually, I think it was last year, where, this was kind of a cool moment, actually, where I was just, like, defeated, I felt like. And I was just roasting. I hadn't even bought the truck yet. And I was like, oh, why can't I just be a normal person that just wants to sit on the couch and watch Netflix? Like, I thought that's what it was, you know? And I had this, like, and it's so hard working for yourself because there's nobody there to be like, Shania, go do this. Like, what are you doing? Why are you sitting down? Not roasting.
Yeah.
There's nobody to yell at you besides yourself. And so I had to kind of like change the perspective of it, of saying like, okay, so if I am working for myself, like I have to picture, it's kind of hard to explain, but you have to picture who you want to be. Like, what kind of employee did I want to be for myself? Right. And so I'm like, okay, well, like if I was the boss of me, you know, I would hate that I'm sitting on the couch right now, like not going and trying new things or discovering something new or putting together a new roast or blend or some kind of marketing, you know. And I had to kind of like put myself on this like different, not, I don't want to say pedestal, that makes it sound really like high and mighty, but like this other version of myself to like want to work for me. Like I want to get up and I want to roast. Because it's so hard to like self-motivate yourself, you know, because you're like, well, I'm the boss. I can do whatever I want. But I wanted to be the person that I always wanted to be. So I needed to like say that to my inner self, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know if that made sense.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It was kind of hard to explain, but it was a really like pinnacle moment that I never really talked about actually, but I kind of kicked me in the butt.
And yeah.
Like, let's go. You need to be a better version of yourself. So
it's like a whole new perspective change, right?
Yeah, it was. So and you don't realize that until you're in it, you know, until you're doing it. And you kind of, it wasn't really a burnout situation. It was just like a, like there's nobody there to be like, good job. Like, you need to go. You're really killing it out there, you know?
Yeah.
There was nobody to do that really at the time. And so I had to do it for myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that perspective probably helped you with a lot of time management and prioritizing day to day.
Yeah, it did. And I needed that because I just wanted to, yeah, like I went from, oh man, why can't I be this way? You know, like what everybody else does. And yeah, it kind of turned it into like, nope, you're going to roast tonight. Like, that's fun. You know, like you kind of have to like talk yourself into it. And it is fun. Like once I get started, it's that moment of like getting up off the couch and going and doing it.
So it's the hardest part.
It is. And so, and at that point in time, I was just like, oh, it's so hard. But now I'm like, I don't want to sit down. Like, let's just go. Like, we got stuff to do. So yeah, it helped for sure.
Yeah.
The problems you've encountered so far with the roasting versus the truck, has there been a drastic difference or are they kind of along the same lines?
Yeah, there's been major differences. So the funny bumps along the road was like, I blew up a motor in my roaster like the first 2 months that I started, and that was terrifying. So learned that one. Oh, yep. And then getting the truck, some of it was like, okay, this makes sense. And then you got to learn how to build a drawer. Which, have you ever built a drawer? Nope, I haven't either. So that was interesting. And then trying to fix like leaks on the piping and you just get so determined to make it work, but you're so frustrated and you're so mad, but you get through it eventually. But oh man, there's some things are hard, and that's, I think, what makes people want to quit. But I wanted the truck to work so bad that I spent like probably 2 hours trying to get a leak to seal up on the sink. And yeah, so oh man, there's always the bad with the good. So to go through all the stuff that I went through to set it up to like now where I'm able to serve it and have fun and enjoy it makes all that like so worth it.
Yeah.
Where I was like almost crying on the floor, Lucille, like, why? Why did I do this to myself? But
you just have to perseverance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. For sure.
Now it's like to think about all those little things that probably happened that most people don't like ask about or see,
no,
you know?
No, they don't. They'd be like, oh, cute little truck.
Yeah. You know?
Painting that thing to go from the, it was this horrible pink, like Pepto-Bismol pink. You guys all know Pepto-Bismol color, right?
That is a bright pink.
Yeah, on the inside, all over, ceiling, walls, everything. I like couldn't feel my hands that night. We painted all of it inside, and like I remember, like we tried to go out to eat. It's like 8 o'clock at night. Pick up my food. It was, but we got it, and it looked so great to go from the before picture to the after picture.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
Follow my Instagram story.
Yes,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
It's funny to laugh about. So, mm-hmm. No, I was actually just looking through all the before and after pictures.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I think that's something that's super unique is like you did walk people through the process as you did it, like on your Instagram. Is that, would you say that's your biggest tool of kind of like just connection with your customers is Instagram, or do you think it's more like Facebook or texting or something?
So I would say I love Instagram, like the stories, because I do think people interact with that mm-hmm. the most, but Facebook has the events. And so you can invite and you can, so when I schedule or I create these events to the different places that I'm going to be mm-hmm. and I get a lot of interaction that way. So you kind of have to do both and hope for the best. I have a bigger following on Facebook for sure. So mm-hmm. I think I'm easier to find on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. It kind of goes hand in hand. I do both. So I enjoy mm-hmm. both, but I wanted to be as like, I can't think of the word, but where people knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
Like the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And the stressful.
Yeah.
Why I made the decisions I did and everything.
Yeah.
Almost like you just want to be transparent.
That's the word. Thank
transparent.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. I wanted to be transparent, especially on Instagram. I would say I'm more like open on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm more like funny.
It's a lot of fun.
Funny, like
yeah.
Yeah. Trying to be dorky.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
I would say I'm more fun on that because if I post on Facebook, my mom comments on it. She always loves me.
I feel like if you use Facebook for a business, it has to be kind of a little bit more professional, and like it's more of just like event stuff. And then on Instagram, you're like, this is the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's more matter of fact. I would say.
Yeah.
Like here's what I'm doing and why.
Yeah.
Instagram, like. Up. Like I'm just sitting over here
roasting
my beans.
It's like. So fun. If you guys don't follow her, go follow her. Like I love how so much like you yourself you are on your like rainy day Instagram, and like it's you running it. It's not like business you, it's you. And I think that's what really connects with like our community and the communities around us is how real you are, and you're like, this is me, this is my business, and I just want to serve you, and I love it.
Thank you. I want to be that. Like, I
wanted
to make sure that came across. So I'm glad that it is, because it was important to me. I didn't want to have, like, this business face. Like, when I walked into the community, mm-hmm. and everybody's like, oh, she's high and mighty, can't talk to her. I'm like, I want them to laugh at me when I have to put oil in Lucille, because it's, like, 3 quarts low, you know? Like, it's a real thing. Like, business is not easy. Like, I don't want them to paint that picture of, like, sunshine and roses, it's great.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work too.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
and a lot of stuff that it doesn't stop, you keep rolling. So,
keep rolling. We can name
it. That's kind of my
I think that could be this podcast name.
Yeah.
Keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I absolutely just want to encourage you, like, we could be those people that you needed in that moment. Like, you're doing great. You are doing great. And you are so real. And yeah, but you're also, you bring this light and this joy in a room with all that. Yes. It's so consistent. So thank you for that. Do you have any other pieces of advice or stories that you'd want to share with the listeners, with the entrepreneurial, like college students, or just anyone in a place you might have been before you did all this?
Good question. Yeah. So I think the thing is we always have an idea of what we want to do, right? And so And I think I was so narrow-minded to think that it had to be this certain way. And in the end, you just soak up as much knowledge as you can. And you learn from whoever you can. And you do whatever you need to do in order to be happy with where you're at. And sometimes you have to work a job that you don't necessarily like, that you don't think fits within your dream of owning a coffee roasting business. Like, if you would have told me, like, in 2018 when I put coffee on the side and I started working at a semi-trailer repair shop. Yeah, that's where I work. With all guys, mind you. So I went from working with all girls in a coffee shop to working with all guys in, like, a mechanic shop. Like, it's a little bit of a difference. But I learned so much. Like, I have learned so much. And I think I've grown as a person, and I wouldn't have done that if I hadn't realized where I was at and just been happy with where I was at. And like, oh, okay, I'm not doing the coolest thing right now in that year. You know, I'm not, I try to be a real estate agent. Did I ever tell you that? I went to like real estate classes. Yeah. At the end of like 2018, because I was just trying to chase anything. Yeah. And that ended up going full-time in my job where I was at. And so then I put real estate. I could have been, like, I took the test I passed. Like, I could have been a realtor. Like, wicked stuff. So you can try anything. You can do anything. Like, that, I think, is my mantra.
Yeah.
Is everything is figure outable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is. It's hard. It is. But you can figure it out. Like, no matter what somebody wants to do, if this business seems crazy, like, take a course or take a class or read a book, like, anything that's going to invest you in it so you want to learn about it. Like, if you want to learn about it, you're already halfway there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because if you have that passion of wanting to do something, you have that little fire. Like, that's what I had, is this little fire inside of me that was like, I don't have a business. Like, if I don't try something crazy, like, I'm not going to be happy, you know, like, and so that's kind of what made that decision of, I'm just going to go with it. We're going to try it. We're going to try a roasting company. It might fail. We don't know. We're going to buy a truck. I have no idea if that'll work, but we're going to find out, you know, and that's the only way that you're going to know. You can fail and that's fine. Like, there's things that I failed at along the way, clearly, like real estate, but I don't know. I just want people to try. Like, that's all that I hope, that, you know, if I'm an inspiration for somebody or whatever, like, that they tried, like, because I tried. Mm-hmm. That's all we have to do, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So. There's one thing I've learned so far in business school is that you can't be afraid of failure.
No.
Like, it's probably going to happen a lot, but you still can't be afraid of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll learn. Like, I actually tried to start a little, like, baking business on the side when I first moved back to, and realized I hated that. because I actually, like, worked in a coffee shop as the baker. Like, I made recipes. Like, I baked all the time there, and I had a business plan wrote out for a little bakery, like, and then I started to do it out of my house, and I hated decorating things, and that's what everybody wanted me to do, and I'm like, nope.
Nope.
So I quit that. Like, I tried it, failed at it, was like, see ya.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. Mm-hmm. So.
But you had to try it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if I didn't start it out of my house, and I, like, bought a little building and was starting a little bakery, I'd be so miserable, because everybody would want me to decorate this big cake. I'm like, no. I'm terrible at that.
Yeah.
So, coffee roasting was my true path, apparently. Mm-hmm. So, not cake decorating. Yeah.
I think it's so cool how you've just, like, kind of modeled your business to fit, like, what really does, like, fulfill you, like, being able to go different places and being able to do your business while you are at home, and, like, I don't know, like, those things. I don't know if that part resonates too with the part that makes you happy, but
and that's the other thing.
Yeah.
So many people, like, if you start a little business, right, and so many people are going to tell you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell you what you should do, and you can listen to them, right? Like, you take it in, because you have to listen to your customers to figure out what your customers want. But at the end of the day, you're the one putting in the hours. You're the one that's there roasting till midnight, you know, or crocheting till midnight. I just thought about it. But like you're just, I don't know, working for other people, like, then what's the difference? Like, you are starting a business because that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so life changes, pandemics happen, and you have to be adaptable, but you have to make it work with what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why I liked roasting, is because I knew I could do it after work, mm-hmm. save on income a little bit. You know, I didn't have to like invest all this money right away, and
yeah.
it wasn't as scary. And I did that on my own terms. If I had a dime for how many people tell me I need to open up a coffee shop, I could open up a coffee shop because I have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
yep.
it doesn't fit right with me. And then I'd never be happy because I would have missed out on this whole mobile coffee truck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love it. So,
yeah.
Kind of sad. There's something so spontaneous and fun about just a truck.
And everybody loves it. Like,
yeah.
we talked about sticking out, you know?
Yeah.
And when I went to Riverfest downtown here, over, where were we at?
Oh, that was so fun. Over downtown, Phillips,
yeah.
by the arch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over there. And so there was food trucks. I was the only, there was SDSU ice cream, but, and then a bunch of food trucks. And I took this picture. I like stepped back and I took this picture, and I'm this little tiny bright blue truck amongst these like white trucks. And like, there was a green truck there too, but it was just funny because it's like, yeah, I'm a little different.
Yeah.
I guess, but
it stood out in the most like aesthetic way though. It was great.
It was cool. I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
And I get that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's funny. So, cause that was like, I think that's my, like, one of my pride things, because my husband and I, we were literally having this argument in Lowe's.
As you do.
I got a paint color, because he's a car guy,
mm-hmm.
and so he's like, oh, it needs to be this, like, this darker tone car color, you know? And I'm like, no, it's got to stick out. Like, mm-hmm. I want this thing to stick out. And he's like, no. And I'm like, yes. And he's like, you're going to do what you want anyway, huh? I'm like, yep. So I bought the color I wanted, and then now anybody tells me, like, oh, this color is just so great. I'm like, oh, I know. Thank you. And I'm like,
so. Told you, hun.
And I don't care one way or another, but it's funny. It was my little, like,
uh-huh. Well, yes. It for sure stands out, and to all our listeners and all of my class here, if you haven't checked out Lucille Rainy Day Coffee Truck or Shania's Beans, go check them out. Talk with her. What do you say? Text or DM? What do you do?
Message.
Yeah.
Text is good. Email's mm-hmm. fine. Like,
yeah.
It's me, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's the one thing that I want to get across is, like, if you have a question about brewing or something on the website doesn't look right, like, you're not talking
it's
to some
me.
Big company. Yeah. Like, don't be scared. Like, I did all this, you know, I created it. So, like, please, number one, let me know if it's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, number two, it just, I want to help you. Like, that's the one thing, the whole reason why I started roasting is because I wanted good coffee here in this area. And if that means teaching you how to do it, then yes, please. Like, I would gladly do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you heard it. Go try her coffee, if nothing else. Reach out to Shania and, find her on Instagram and all the things. Check out one of her next events before the snow blows.
Yeah, I'll have to be done end of October.
End of October. All
right.
I'll
be in Sioux Falls tomorrow.
Yes.
At the Lake Moraine Farmers Market.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't even know where else.
Some places. Yes. Yes, lots of places.
Yeah.
So,
we want to wrap this up?
Yes, we do.
Well, Shania, thank you for coming on today. It was awesome to meet you and to get to know you and your business. As someone who doesn't drink coffee, it was really interesting to hear the behind the scenes, and maybe I'll try it soon. I don't know. It was a little bit of a scheduling conflict to get you in today, but I'm so glad that you were able to give us give us your time. We have a special gift card for you. Well, Michaela will have it for you.
Yes.
To Sunny's Pizzeria.
Yes. So, Sunny's is a locally owned pizza place right next to the University of Sioux Falls. So right down there off, like, on 26, on the corner of 26 and Waltz Ave. They are passionate about helping the city of Sioux Falls, and they're very excited to help us out. They pride themselves on their kindness, compassion, and relaxed atmosphere. Very true. And I hope that you can feel good about your money spent at Sunny's going right back to the community. So yeah, go check out some interesting and compelling specialty pizzas at this family-owned neighborhood pizzeria. So yeah, we have a free pizza card to give you and an awesome USF mug. And yeah, I just want to thank you so much for coming. Keep rolling. And thank you for sharing your story. I know it's going to inspire a lot. So
thank you for having me. This was really fun. I love talking about coffee. So yes. So thank you.
All things. All right. Awesome. This was From the Ground Up Podcast.